It's the Regional Rock Hour, 92.1 The Eagle. Mason here, joined on the line by Eli Dykstra. How you doing, Eli?
I'm doing good.
You got a big show coming up tonight. What's happening?
I'm actually going to be playing in Sanborn, Iowa at Rails. I've got 5 CD release parties. I've got one in Sanborn, and then I've got one on the 13th in Sioux Falls, one on the 14th in Sioux City, the 18th, which is at Lefty's in Des Moines, then the 19th in Mankato.
It's not just the first day your album's coming out, is it? Is something else happening today?
Yeah, it's actually my birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And you are 17 now?
Yeah, I am 17 today.
17 today, and this is your second album you'll be releasing.
Yes.
Holy cow, that's quite the accomplishment. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's my second CD I'm ever releasing. It's my first full-length CD. It's pretty exciting.
How many tracks are on this new one?
So for physical copies, there's 12, because there's 2 bonus tracks. But on the actual album, there's 10 completely new songs.
Awesome. Is it on a streaming too?
It'll be on Spotify, iTunes, you know, Deezer, all the big ones, all the important ones.
Now, say somebody can't get out and actually, unfortunately, aren't able to make it to one of your shows, but they want to buy the physical copy or any other merch you might have. Is there a way that they can do that?
Yeah, just message me on my Facebook page and I'll respond. I'm really, really quick at responding on my Facebook page. I can set you up with an order, and I can ship it out to you.
Do you still have Eli Rocks?
Yes.
Do they keep piling up? Like, are your grandparents still going out and getting more?
Yeah. They love to rock hunt. It's one of their hobbies or stuff that they just love to do in their free time. Yeah, I go over and I'll like be like, oh man, that's a cool rock. Or sometimes I'll be out with them and I'll see some cool rocks. I don't know. But yeah, it's never ending with rocks with them.
Well, when it comes to merch too, did you start selling T-shirts? I think I saw.
Yes. Yeah, my first T-shirt design. I think I started that sometime in like late December, early January.
And it's you. It's like a cartoon version of you, right?
Yeah. My good friend Scott Schuler from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, just made a drawing of me. Then he sent it back or sent me the drawing and was like, oh, this would be cool for a T-shirt. And I was like, yeah, it definitely would be. That's kind of how it started. I've got the rocks, stickers, T-shirts, both CDs. I'll have the first one, my original EP, and I'll have the new one. I've got picks. Just ordered some picks now, like guitar picks with my logo on it. I've got frame photos, signed frame photos, taken by one of my favorite photographers, Sean Hudgens. I think that's everything on it.
Oh, that's awesome, though. Yeah, a lot of merch. It's got to be one of the coolest teenage jobs ever, I think, that you have, man.
Yeah, it's pretty enjoyable.
Are you still going to school?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so you haven't dropped out yet. You're still
nope.
Are you a junior this year?
Yeah, I'm a junior this year.
Since you're out playing all the time, do you miss quite a few days of school? Like, are they cool with you too? Like, you know, if you have to take off early for a show, like administrators don't give you much of a hard time or anything?
Anymore, it's not as much of a big deal. When I first started performing and stuff, it was more of a concern from them. I think they were more concerned about me just not getting my homework done and stuff like that because I'd be always gone. But I think I've proven time and time again that every time I come back, I maintain my grades and I work hard to make sure I'm caught up with everything. So I think that them seeing that is just a sign that, oh, well, he's willing to work on it. So they've become definitely much more chill about me leaving. At the beginning, it was sometimes a struggle or kind of, like, I always felt bad asking to leave, but I always keep up on top of everything I need to be doing, and they have no problem with it.
Let's go through the list of your shows again. Big one coming up, pretty close to us, Des Moines Lefties. That is on Thursday.
Yep.
And who are you playing with at that one?
Some good friends of mine from Minnesota, Split Driven, and then also Piranha.
Oh, nice. So pretty heavy show there then, huh?
Yeah, pretty heavy.
Awesome. And what is the show that you're playing tonight?
Tonight's show is in Sanborn, Iowa. It's closer to my hometown. It's a it's a much more relaxed show. It's not going to be as intense. Like, most of the shows I play, it's much more, like, so most shows that I play are much more intense where I'm, like, moving around all the time and I'm, like, performing. But this show at Rails is going to be just super laid back. I'm going to be playing through my entire new CD and just showing people my new music, pretty much.
And on this CD, did you do all of the writing and recording yourself?
Yeah, yep. I wrote and mixed all the music, and I played all the drums, played all the guitars, and all the bass, everything. Everything is 100% DIY.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
First one was the same way, and that came out.
Yep.
You had that one out over a year now, right? How long ago was the first one?
February 1st was the release of the first one, so a little over a year.
And then what's this one called? Do you got a name for it?
Yeah, it's called Time.
Time, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of sticks around the theme of time. Like, the first track in the CD is called The Beginning of Time. Then the middle of the album, there's a song called Time. Then the end of the album is called The End of Time. So it's kind of got this theme where everything, I don't know, the CD just kind of reminds me of how time works, where it starts, it stops, it kind of falters every once in a while. It's got, like, hard-hitting moments. It's got really soft moments. I don't know. I think it's all around just solid. I don't really know how else to describe it.
The tracks I heard, a little more progressed than the first one. I mean, the first one was spectacular, too, but it seems like you're getting a little more, finding a little more of your musical voice.
Yeah, I've been working really, really hard on kind of finding out as a player who I am and kind of figuring out my own sound. Like, when I was younger, I always aspired to be these other guitar players, but now I'm at the point where I'm taking other guitar players' techniques and meshing them together to make my own style. And I think you can hear that pretty clearly in this new CD. It's much more different than the last one. Musically, it's better, and I think it sounds better. Worked really hard on learning how to properly mix and everything. So.
And how long did it take you to, like, from start to finish on recording this, and how long did it take you to get it out there?
So a lot of these demos were actually, I started writing a lot of these demos before I even released the first one. Basically what happened with the first one, it was six songs that were like, okay, I finished these songs, or at least finished them for now. I just need to get my music out to people, because people would be asking all the time, oh, do you have any CDs? Do you have any CDs? Stuff like that. And I was like, I need to have something out for now that people can listen to. But, like, a lot of these songs have been written for a year, year and a half. Time has actually been written for like 2 years. So it was just kind of a matter of going back and redoing it, getting it proper, kind of stuff like that. But the whole recording process took me about maybe 6 months to get nailed and get sounding good. And then the artwork took a while too.
What's the artwork on it?
The artwork is me screaming at my kitchen clock. The whole time thing, it also kind of like revolves around funny stories in our house and everything too, because we have a kitchen clock in our house that doesn't work, but we keep it up there because my mom loves it for decoration. She loves the look of it, but we always kind of joke around because the clock is stuck at exactly 1 o'clock, like exactly 1 o'clock. Whenever my grandparents would come over and stuff like that, it'd be like, what time is it? And it'd be like, 1 o'clock, even though it wasn't. So it was always just kind of joke like that. So the clock kind of has history in our home. So I was like, I'm basing the album around time anyways, so I'm going to put it in the album artwork.
Is there anything you got going on this summer, like really big, that you're looking forward to?
I can't really think of anything right now. I've got a couple shows lined up that I think are going to be a blast, but at the end of this month, I'm actually going back to record some more O'Keefe videos. I'm going to be doing a couple songs for them, so that's super exciting.
Yeah, and that's the other pretty young, talented musicians that it's kind of like a makeshift group.
Yeah.
You guys are from all over the country, and they bring you together. You make videos. And
yeah, the fun part about it is I think I feel like I credit O'Keefe to some extent for helping me develop my own style, too, because kind of what happens is he sends me songs that he, like, video ideas, and he'll send me the songs, and he, like, kind of has, like, this mentality of, like, do whatever you want to it. So I think in that respect, I've been able to grow as a player in being able to change songs and just make them different to adapt more to my style. And a whole bunch of kids from around the world. I think the first time I recorded there were some kids from, like, Europe and everything. But it's always a blast. It's always a great learning experience.
And where do you have to go for that? Is that in Ohio or something?
Yeah, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, okay. Don't go to the zoo there.
Yeah, rest in peace, Harambe.
Yeah. Real recognizes real.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, man, I just want to tell you again, good luck. I hope all of your album release shows come up. And Thursday, we can check you out at Lefty's.
Yep. Doors open at 8:30, music at 9.
Well, looking forward to that. And again, really looking forward to hearing the full finished product. And I appreciate you sending it to me and reaching out, dude.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. It's always a pleasure talking with you.